There's a big lake hidden back in the woods that most people never see.
My mother made sure that I was terrified of it.
The divers said that they would never, ever go back down in that lake.
In early 2021, a Swedish oat milk company discovered a lake in Michigan that shares its name. For reasons that are still unclear, they asked me to make a podcast about it. Maybe they were onto something.
You can fall through the earth and plummet to your death.
Or more likely, maybe they weren't.
It's a small lake. There's a cabin on it, I think, and that's about it.
I'm Skylar Swenson, and from Oatly and Cosmic Standard, this is Oatly Lake, Season 1, Deep Waters.
I was sitting in this meeting with our media agency, and I was like, it would be so funny if we could take over an entire town.
This is Rachel Seiden Stone. She's a senior producer for Oatly's in-house creative department. In her search for a fitting American town to take over, which is apparently something marketers like to do, she discovered a body of water that happens to have the same name as her employer.
And I found all different counties name oats. Oats, unsurprisingly, not that uncommon in a geographical name. I was like, what happens if I search Oatly? And there I found it, Messick, Michigan, Oatly Lake, spelled the same way. And I was like, oh my God, it's real.
Her coworkers seemed surprisingly keen on going there to investigate.
Since it was kind of like in farmer territory, according to my Swedish knowledge of the USA, there would maybe be some connection to oats, and that's always interesting for us.
This is Johan Andersson, a content producer at Oatly's Sweden headquarters and cheerleader for any oat-based expedition to America.
Why does Oatly want to go to this lake? Is it just the name?
Yeah, it's just the name.
This curiosity went all the way to the top of Oatly's creative department, even piquing the interest of Chief Creative Officer John Schoolcraft.
I just thought it was very strange coincidence that there was a lake on the other side of the world that had the same name from us. But it's like, how did that happen? And is there any connection whatsoever? It's a pretty strange name, O-A-T-L-Y.
The Oatly team decided that this whole trip to Michigan and the aquatic coincidence they discovered there could make for an interesting podcast. Because one thing the world needs more of right now are podcasts. Are podcasts big in Sweden?
There's a lot of great podcasts in Swedish, and it's mainly them that I listen to. But we got Joe Rogan as well over here via the internet. Yeah.
Despite my fears about becoming the Joe Rogan of SpawnCon for an alternative dairy brand, I was inexplicably enchanted by this glorified sinkhole adjacent to a golf course. My arrival to Messick after a short break. There's no ads. I'm just now receiving word from my editor that no ads were sold for the show because, in fact, this whole show is an ad. So I'm back. The first thing you should know about Messick, Michigan is that it's pronounced Messick, like, sorry, I can't have any lactose because it makes me sick. And the second thing to know about this town is that it's small. Small enough that I found almost the entire population of the town at the old Messick football rink.
Number 33, Ed Dutkovich with the return.
It's a football game, high school, between Messick Bulldogs and Manistee Catholic Central Sabres.
And who's winning?
Right now, Messick is ahead, 34-6.
Go Bulldogs, yeah. How long have you been in Messick?
In town, 26 years. We live just south here, another 20 or so, 46 years roughly.
Jackpot.
Have you ever heard of Oatly Lake?
I haven't.
Yes, it's out, 15 and 18. If you go back in there a couple of miles, there's a little lake back in there.
What do you know about it?
Just it's a small lake. There's a cabin on it, I think, and that's about it. It's just wet.
These were clearly the words of a man trying to protect a lake.
And that is the end of the first half. The score is Misek 42, Manistee Catholic 6.
They're, I think, getting ready to line up for their halftime performance.
Oh, perfect. Great.
Yeah, they are good.
It became clear during the Misek Bulldogs halftime show that in order to get to the bottom of Oatley Lake, I'd have to do a bit more digging.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
Are y'all from here?
Yes.
All right, what's your name?
Dave Farron.
Have you ever heard of Oatley Lake?
Nope.
And you've lived here for a while?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Uh-uh.
What's your name?
Annie. I run the hot dog stand right here.
Have you ever heard of Oatley Lake?
No.
No, I have. Oatley, no, I have not. Not Oatley.
Have you heard of Oatley Lake?
I think I have, but I don't remember.
I have not.
Haven't heard of it.
And you've never heard of Oatley Lake?
No.
By day two in Misek, the mission was still not going well. It was as if people in this town weren't dropping everything to participate in a branded podcast, nor did their lives revolve around a lake which shared a name with the world's premier oat beverage. There was, however, one last stop to make that would get us as close to the lake as possible without technically trespassing. The Antioch Hills Golf Course.
Mulligan.
So you guys want to see Oatley Lake?
Oh,
I better get some keys for Cart. Where's this going to be broadcast to?
This is going to be a podcast that'll be wherever podcasts get distributed, probably.
Oh, so it's like over the internet and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Excuse my mess.
I'm so excited about the cart ride.
The what?
The golf cart ride. This is not something I get to do in New York that often.
Oh, yeah, big city, yeah.
My name's Todd Hoskins. I'm the golf course superintendent. I'm in charge of taking care of any diseases in the turf and mowing, lots of mowing, and just keeping the place looking sharp.
And tell me how you know about Oatley Lake.
Well, I've lived here all my life. I'm 53 years old, I think. And the story that we heard back in the day, neighbors over here, the old Jackson farm, they had a jewelry store there. And the first story I heard was a couple of people robbed the place and they shot the owner. And then my dad did some investigating. He's been here all his life too. He thinks that they didn't shoot the guy, but they did throw the gun in the bottom of this lake. And they went in there to try to retrieve the gun for evidence. And they come out and said, there's not a bottom in the lake.
A bottomless lake. Finally, a lead worth pursuing.
Well, there's no such thing as a bottomless lake. There might be a real muddy, muddy bottom to it, but not a bottomless lake. Otherwise, we wouldn't have water in it, or it would be very, very deep.
And just like that, the bottomless lake theory is debunked. As we drove down Antioch's 11th fairway,
is anyone playing golf right now? Or are we going to get in their way?
They're over there.
I continued with a line of incisive and perhaps even controversial questions.
So has anyone ever, you think, hit balls into Oatley Lake?
There's some golf balls down there, but I don't think they've ever hit one in it.
And because how far away do you think it is?
I would estimate it's about 100 yards.
From the edge of the
From where we're sitting, yeah.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, I didn't know Justin had a boat back here.
Yep, there it was in the distance. The lake that had captivated the imagination of nearly everyone inside the walls of a multinational Swedish oat company. On the next episode, we finally get a closer look at the elusive Oatley Lake, with a personal tour from the man whose family has owned it for decades.
Hey, Skylar. Sorry, it's just one episode.
Oh, it's only one episode. Okay. So then just like a little musical interstitial here, I guess.
All right, so Skylar, I apologize because I was going to sleep until about 1:30, 2 o'clock today.
Uh-huh.
Thought you were coming at 3. This guy showed up, and we may have participated in some inebriation devices.
This was my first introduction to the owner of a lake I had traveled 1,300 miles to see. Justin Hausler.
I understand.
Well,
it's a weekend.
It's Saturday.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's Saturday.
Justin was hanging with his buddy Mark at his house, a charming cabin just off a dirt road, sitting on the historic property of the Oatley family. Justin is a direct descendant of the Oatleys, who have, and I cannot stress this enough, no relation to the Swedish oatmeal company.
My name is Justin Hausler, H-O-U-S-L-E-R. We're sitting in the original room that supposedly my great-grandfather built. It used to have seven-foot ceilings, and that's all I got.
What's your, like, earliest memory of the lake that we're going to go see?
My mother made sure that I was terrified of it. I was supposed to be afraid of it because it is a dangerous place.
And why is that?
It's in a swamp, and you can fall through the earth and plummet to your death.
As Justin continued on, I started to get more and more nervous. Was I willing to die for mediocre branded content?
Tree branches hanging down, nowhere to actually walk without running into something.
And the hits kept coming.
It's super scary. There's bears.
And coming.
Giant snapping turtles.
But then this.
And there was a little puddle of water, maybe 3-4 inches in diameter, okay? And I dipped my toe in it to see how warm the water was. And the next thing I knew, I was up to my armpits in stuff. I lost my flip-flops, wrecked a phone, and it probably took, I don't know, it felt like forever to get out of said hole. And then I realized that my mother was never actually really lying to me, that it was dangerous.
This was starting to sound like an unnecessary amount of danger for the dumb marketing ploy of launching a branded podcast.
Is it really muddy? Is it like quicksand? What
is it? As silt. I would just describe it as silty.
Despite the risk of becoming yet another silt statistic, I'd come too far to turn back now. So Justin and I headed through the wooded trail to Oatley Lake. That's coming up. Right now.
It just opens up into a beautiful little, paradise for me. I don't know how else to describe it. It's surrounded by 60 to 70 to 120 foot tall trees, and it is just gorgeous.
After all this talk of silt and creepy forests, this little pond of a lake is actually pretty charming. The water is cold and clear, completely surrounded by massive and lush foliage.
It sounds nice. What does it smell like?
Cigarettes.
But when you're not smoking a cigarette.
Smells like Michigan. This is Michigan to me. Oh, it's just gorgeous. It's beautiful.
What is Michigan to you?
Home.
There we were, a podcast producer, two people from a Swedish oat company, a sound guy, a cameraman, and Justin Hausler. We dangled our feet in the gently swaying, not at all terrifying waters of Oatley Lake.
Fish has jumped. See that?
Sometimes the search for truth is less important than just experiencing the here and now, which we were doing until I asked Justin what his family thought of this whole podcast.
You know, I thought about it, and my mom's still telling me, be careful, it's probably a prank, it's a joke. But I can't believe that she didn't say something to you about Oatley being spelled differently than the cup, because that's the first thing she said to me. It's not even spelled the same, honey.
Now, I think we need to pause on this for a minute because this is a pivotal moment in our journalistic pursuit to get to the bottom of Oatly Lake. Because it's the moment we realize this entire project, making a podcast about a lake that shares the same name as an oat beverage, was based entirely off a Google Maps typo. A f***ing typo.
I'll show you on Google Maps. It is literally spelled.
I believe you, but I don't think that's how the family name is spelled.
Despite this Oatly employee's attempt to show Justin the lake on Google Maps, it wasn't enough to change family history. O-A-T-L-E-Y. That's how the Oatleys of Meesig have been spelling their name for decades. They would know, because it's right there in plain sight, plastered on a land deed marking their ownership of Oatly Lake.
I feel like you may have made a gigantic miscalculation in coming here.
Justin had a point. And now there was only one thing left to do. Call Oatly's chief creative officer, John Schoolcraft, and inform him we had, quote, made a giant miscalculation in coming here.
So it's basically a typo.
Yeah.
Look, if you guys went there in earnest to find some kind of story, and the whole thing turns into basically this, like, typographical error on Google Maps or something like that, I think that that is, like, an amazing story.
I had the distinct feeling I was being f***ed with. But I nonetheless appreciated John's point. The trip was, in fact, based on a typo. But it wasn't a mistake. We visited a beautiful town in the heart of Michigan, where some of the kindest people welcomed an alternative dairy company into their homes. We saw a halftime show where the marching band played a top 40 hit we don't have the rights to use. We debunked the myth of a bottomless lake and saw the stunning 70-foot cedar trees that surround a pristine puddle on the old Oatly homestead. Should we have ever made this podcast? No. But I'm glad we did. And I'm glad a typo brought me to the shores of Oatly Lake.
So basically what you're saying is that we went there and we did this story, and now you just told me the story. And that's the story.
This is it. You're on the podcast, yeah.
But this is the podcast then, like the entire podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I'm not sure I'm going to be interested in listening to this again.
Me neither, John. But if you're ever in Meesig, you should definitely check out Oatly Lake. That's O-A-T-L-E-Y. As we've gone over, I'm your host and producer, Skylar Swenson. And this was a branded podcast from Oatly, produced in partnership with Cosmic Standard and managing producer Elise Bergerson. Special thanks to Todd Hoskins of the Antioch Hills Golf Course, Nancy Sanders and the Meesig Historical Society, Jeannie Hausler for access to her Oatly family history, the entire town of Meesig, Michigan for their hospitality, and of course, Justin Hausler, owner of Oatly Lake.